Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Mem Aleph, Nazir 41a, pagination is 81. Starting from the end of a line with the word Ditanya, which can be found about 10 lines from the bottom. In the case of the Mitzora, who's doing the process to restore him to the Jewish community, the Mitzora shaves the hair on his body, including, most notably, the hair on his head and the hair of his face. These two notable locations come normally with a restriction. The restriction of the hair of the head is lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. You're not allowed to round the corners of your head, which refers to what we call the peyos, the sideburns. And you're not allowed to round the head and eliminate the peyos and only leave the hair on the top. When a Mitzora does this shaving, he's shaving, among other things, the peyos. And that's a specific Torah directive that he should do that, even though normally that would be forbidden. The second noteworthy part of the shaving is the facial hair, the area that we call shaving, and that area is not allowed to be cut by a razor. And over here, the Mitzora is doing the shaving with the utensil of a razor. And again, the Torah specifically directs him to do so because otherwise that would be totally forbidden. So the Gemara here tells us, Tanya we learned, Lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. You're not allowed to round the peyos of your head, meaning to eliminate the peyos and just leave the top here on the head. Yochalaf Mitzora Kain. I would think that that restriction applies to the Mitzora as well. Talmud Lomar Rosho. So it says specifically by the Mitzora, that his hair has to be shaved. Lomali Lemichtav Rosho. Why do you have to write specifically the hair of his head? For typically Mizikano. Why don't you learn from the word zikano that it says that he has to shave his beard? Why wouldn't that be sufficient to inform us that he's indeed shaving with a razor? Tanya, as we learned, zikano. Matamad lomar, why does it have to say the hair of his beard? Lefisha ne'emar, because it says, upa'as zikanom lo yigalechu, normally, the hair of the beard is not allowed to be shaved with a razor, yachalaf mitzora kain, I would think a mitzora is also prohibited from doing so. Talmud lomar zikano, it specifically says that you do shave the location of the beard with a razor in the case of a mitzora. So the Gemara now wants to explore these two psukim that are clearly addressing these two concerns. The Mitzora shaves all the hair of his body with a razor. He's doing the hair of his head, which eliminates the peyos. He's doing the facial hair as well, which is the area of the beard, which is normally restricted from using a razor. And both of them are being addressed by these psukim. And the Gemara asks four lines up. Lamali lemichtav rosho, v'lamali lemichtav zikano. What is the significance of the pasuk telling us that the Mitzora has to shave the hair of his head? And what is the significance that the Mitzora has to shave the facial hair, the area of the beard? Tzrichi, you need both psukim. De'ikas of Rachmano zikano v'lokos of rosho, if we only knew the hair of the beard and we didn't know the head, Hava Amina, I would have thought a very interesting loophole. I would have thought Hakofas Kol HaRosh Lo Shema Hakofa, that when a person shaves off all the hair of the head, it's no longer the word Hakofa, which means to encircle, like we use on Simchas Torah, the word Hakofa, to go around. He's not going around the hair of his head and shaving everything beneath the round area. He's actually eliminated everything of the hair. Imagine that you'd put a soup bowl on a person's head, and then you would shave everything beneath the soup bowl. So that would eliminate the peyos, but it would leave hair on the head, and that would make sense to be called hakofa. The Gemara wonders, okay, what if you would do an unusual thing? You would simply take off all the hair, so it's not really a hakofa. There's no symmetrical circle going around the top of his head. Would that also be prohibited? And this pasuk telling us by the Mitzora that you're allowed to do it is informing us that normally this would be a prohibition. L'hachi kasav rachmana rosho, by writing that the Mitzora is allowed to do it, informs you that a regular person would not be allowed to shave all the hair, even though it's not really the word hakafa, to create a circle and eliminate all the hair that's beneath the circle. The significance of this discussion becomes a little bit more heartwarming or relevant with the awareness that some of the commentaries learn that the source in Tamei HaMitzvos for this prohibition to eliminate the peyos is that the kumarim, the priests of the idols, used to purposely shave everything beneath the symmetrical circle on the top of their heads. And we're not allowed to do that. So perhaps the Gemara was being introspective here and saying, interesting, so what would happen if you didn't do it like the Kumarim, the priests, and you simply eliminated all the hair? Is it the Hakafa that's the problem? Or the Hakafa was merely a description of a case where the peyos were eliminated, but it's really all about the peyos being eliminated? And the Gemara clearly is telling us that even if you didn't do Hakafa per se, and you didn't create a circle on the top of hair, it would still be a violation any time that you remove the peyos. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis, V'ikas of Rosho, and if it would have only said Rosho, that you're allowed to, and you have to do it by a Mitzora, even though by other people this is prohibited to do, V'lokas of Zekano, and it didn't talk about the beard, Hava Amina Mashmatarti, I would appreciate that you're telling me two things. The asiyase v'dachias lo sase. You're telling me that something had to be pushed away in order for the Mitzora to do his shaving. And that thing that was being pushed away is mashma da'akofas kolado shma akofa, that this is a violation of peyos. V'akati b'sa'ar minolan, but I would not know that it has to be done by a razor. The fact that it wrote, L'hochi kosav rachmana zekano, the fact that it wrote that you should do this act of shaving, even on the beard area, lets you know that it's being done with a razor. A razor normally is prohibited, but over here, by a mitzora, it's going to be permitted. And therefore, by talking about the beard area, in a way that you have to be told to do the shaving, special because of the Mitzora, clearly that shaving is being done besa'ar, with a razor, which would normally be prohibited. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.